Here's your morning brief for Friday, February 21st. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Sprint and T-Mobile have agreed to new terms for their merger after winning a major legal battle. T-Mobile owner Deutsche Telekom will now hold a slightly larger 43% stake in the new company. Sprint parent SoftBank's percentage will drop to 24%. We're reporting that a global terror finance watchdog agency is expected to blacklist Iran today. The move by the Financial Action Task Force would escalate the pressure on companies that continue to do business with Iran, broadening Washington's efforts to isolate Tehran. The decision comes as Iranians head to the polls for parliamentary elections today. And we're exclusively reporting that Google is resisting some information requests from state investigators. It's related to a probe of possible anti-competitive practices. The Texas Attorney General said the company's moves suggest it may be withholding information that could be damaging. Google tells us it has cooperated with the probe, but is concerned that outside consultants advising the investigators could share confidential information from Google with rivals. For more details, please head to our website, wsj.com, or the WSJ app.